Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today I'll be joined in studio by Deb Harley to talk about her new CD, Flung Wide Open, an upbeat contemporary folk album with twists of blues, country, and swing. She really brings a lot of different styles together on this CD. We'll hear some very established Minnesota musicians like Bob Dylan and Big Walter Smith, also the Tisdales and Lance Benson. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there's an artist you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, email comments@kaxe.org. And you can get links to all the music you hear, archives of all the conversations, and blogs and more information on our website, kaxe.org. Click on Center Stage Minnesota. There's also links to my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter accounts. Coming up, we're going to hear from Bill Belinsky. Remember the Greaseballs, the biggest surf music band out of Minnesota? Well, his solo acoustic CD is nothing like that. Going to start off with Trampled by Turtles out of Duluth from their latest release, Palomino, You Wait So Long on Center Stage Minnesota.
Pretend that I don't love you. You could never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your troubles, taking it downtown every night. I could never place the stars at night above. Got my hands on the ground and you know I'm right. You wait so long. When she said, "Don't waste your words, they're just lies," I cried, she was deaf. Hey, she worked on my face until breaking my eyes and saying, "What else you got left?" It was then that I got up to leave, but she said, "Don't forget." Everybody must give something back for something they get. I stood there and hummed. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. And she said, "Don't get cute." So I forced my hands in my pockets and filled with my thumbs and gallantly handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. And after finding out I forgot my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against. Oh, Jamaican rum. And when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, "No, dear." I said, "Your words aren't clear. You better spit out your gum." She screamed till her face got so red, then she fell on the floor. And I covered her up and then thought I'll go look through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in. You loved me then, you never wasted time. And I never took much. I never asked for your crutch. Now don't ask for mine.
Who was that? Oh yeah, Bob Dylan with Fourth Time Around from Blonde on Blonde. Before that was Bill Belinsky with Rocking Horse Sound from his CD Bare Naked. And Bill Belinsky is from Ely. You might remember him from the Greaseballs, the Minnesota surf band. Started off with Trampled by Turtles' Wait So Long, the lead song to their album Palomino from Duluth, Trampled by Turtles. Up next, I'll be talking with Deb Harley about her new album, Flung Wide Open. Now, here she is live on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Life is great and life is hard. I read that someplace on a store-bought card. Experience tells me that it's true, but I knew that just living here with you. Life is hard, life goes round. Life is up, life is down. It makes me smile, it makes me cry. It turns my head in circles, has me wondering why. Life is fine, life is good. Why else would we bother if we knew we could fly, fly away? Put away the hard times for some other day. I'm elated, I'm frustrated, perpetually changing like a summer sky. Ooh, there, it's a new day, it's a sun ray. There's a storm out that's got me twisted up inside. And when I have to rearrange my head so it won't hurt, I think of all the times and ones I have loved. I crawl inside my heart and look in every corner. I have fewer reasons to fall apart. Ooh, oh, oh. Ooh. Life is good. Why else would we bother if we knew we could fly, fly away? Life is good today, oh yeah. Life is good today, oh boy. Life is good, it's good today. Life is good today.
Life is great, life is hard, performed live by Deb Harley. She is a singer-songwriter from Eden Prairie and just released her fourth full-length album, Flung Wide Open. With all original material, it's upbeat contemporary folk music with a twist of blues, country, and swing. Deb Harley, welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thanks, Doug. Good to be here.
How did you get started writing your own music?
Well, I think I wrote my very first song when I was 13 years old, and I grew up in a family where there was a lot of great singing going on. My dad was a great piano player. We harmonized all the time, so I sang with a sister a lot. And then I don't think, I played guitar, but I didn't really pick up the pen and paper again. I lived in Montana for a while, started my music career there, and as I was leaving, I was kind of sad about leaving, and sort of wrote my first serious song, and it's not a serious song. It's actually on this album, and it's been this long since I put it on, and it's called Lord, You Know I Want to Be a Cowgirl. And I've just been writing music ever since.
What draws you to it?
Like my inspiration for it, you know? I was thinking about that. I think everything is my inspiration. Certainly relationships, my own, but also watching them. A beautiful day, lots of feelings, conflict, injustice. You know, I do write a lot of peace songs as well. But I feel like as I've been doing this, I kind of have music going on in my head about 24 hours a day. And So it might just be something that somebody says that sticks in my head, and there it goes down on paper, and maybe I get a little tune that just keeps going over and over in my head, and I get excited about turning that into a song.
So describe this CD, Flung Wide Open.
Okay, well, I think the words Flung Wide Open actually come from a line in my song, New Morning. And it says, I am flung wide open. And I think, I was taking a walk one morning. It was a spring, just last spring, so beautiful, walking my dog. And I just felt completely open to everything. I was experiencing nature, which I love, I think in its finest form. And I felt like, this is it. This is the way I want to stay. I want to be open. And the other part is I wrote a line on my liner notes that said something about I'm a woman who does not like things that are slammed shut. And I think if you talked to anybody that knew me, that they would agree with that. I don't like exclusive clubs or religions that say you have to be this way or anything that sort of typecasts and said this is the way you have to do it. And so for me, it's about freedom to be whatever you are. And so that's what this album is about. It's about, we talked a little bit before we started here about the different genres that I have going on this. And I think part of my inspiration for this was, rather than sticking with one genre, which I've done in some previous albums, I decided to give myself the freedom to compile a group of music that touches on many genres, because I love them all. If it's good music, I love it, and I write in all different areas, so that's kind of what it's about.
That's Deb Harley, and we're going to hear the kind of title track to her new CD, Flung Wide Open. The song is New Morning on Center Stage Minnesota.
There's not a sound, and everything is new.
That was New Morning from Deb Harley's new CD, Flung Wide Open, and she's with me in the studio. So tell me about writing your music.
Well, I do a lot of my beginnings of songs in the car. As a matter of fact, my husband bought me this great little hand recorder.
Oh, yeah.
I set it down, though I want everybody to know I'm not driving with it in my hand. Might have a mascara brush on the other hand, but... and so I get a little tune that sort of runs through my head, and it'll just keep going over and over, and that's typically the chorus, I would say. And so that's one way, is just I'm either sitting with my guitar and I just start playing this little thing over and over, and I'm like, yeah, I like that. What's that feel like? And then I, you know, can generate a song out of that a lot of the times. Another time, on the other hand, definitely a subject will come into my mind that I want to write about. As a matter of fact, I was just out in California, and we were talking. I was talking with family, and when I get angry sometimes, I want to write about it. It helps me to kind of filter my feelings, and I wrote a new chorus to a song when I came home about the injustices and relationships that go on, about women or men that sort of face abuse in one form or another, whether it's verbal or whatever. And so it's going to be a country song, and I sort of imagine a woman that can kind of kick ass sing this song. Maybe me, I'm not sure. So it's called Be Nice to Me. And I don't know. I wrote it to my sent it to my sister, and she said, "Boy, I don't know, those lyrics are, maybe you want to say kick their backside instead of kick their ass." I'm like, "I don't think so." So, a subject, definitely.
So, new music is bubbling around inside you all the time.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
What do you get out of songwriting then?
Songwriting and music, I would say that it probably, the feeling of this is me. Me alone, not mother, wife, daughter, anything. The first time I really experienced it, I grew up in a large family. Lots of chaos all the time. And the only time that it was ever quiet was about midnight when everybody, and that's when I'd pull my guitar out and sit down and play. And so I get a lot of peace, you know, from it. I get, I get a way of expressing that, it helps me to sort of, it facilitates me thinking things through. How do I feel about things? Kind of identify myself. And then hopefully express it in a way that people can hear.
I am talking with Deb Harley about her new CD, Flung Wide Open. The next song we're going to hear off the CD is I'm Right and You're Wrong. Tell me about it.
Well, I started that song and actually performed it with a group that I was in a long time ago. And I just finished writing it for this CD because I had to shift the back half of it. But it was inspired, when I've performed this in the past, there's always lots of laughs out there, and I think it's mostly because people can relate to it. I said I write about relationships. Well, I just was at a wedding recently, and they asked for some advice. You know, I wrote down, don't need to be right. And if I could say that it's taken me a lot of years to work on and figure that one out. Back... When I started the song originally, I went out on a date with my husband, and we got into one of those silly tuffs about who's right or wrong in this, and we did not want to let go of our position and dug our heels in, and I think one of us ended up taking a taxi home that night. It was like, I don't even want to be in the car with you anymore. Goodbye. Well, I want you to know that was about 20 years ago, and I'm still very happily married, and we've worked through a lot of that, but that's what inspired this song.
That's Deb Harley, and this is I'm Right and You're Wrong from her new CD, Flung Wide Open, on Center Stage, Minnesota.
I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're wrong and I'm right. No, I'm right and you're wrong. You're wrong and I'm right. We better get it straight before it's too late. 'Cause baby, that ain't loving at all. We used to say we were a case of love at first sight. I thought you were the coolest, you thought I was bright. But now all we do is argue about who's wrong and who's right. And baby, that ain't loving at all. What's happening, baby? Has the routine got us down? So much to do, not enough time for hanging around. Let's stop the momentum before it's too late. 'Cause I got a feeling, baby, we don't have no time to waste. Yeah, but I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're wrong and I'm right. I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're wrong and I'm right. Just get it through your head and you'll see the light that you've been wrong all along and I've been right. Oh boy, we're getting nowhere tonight. I think it's a standoff, a most unsatisfying fight. Where's the truce? Where's the compromise? Where's the sorry I'm wrong? I guess we put all those to bed in some other. What's happening, baby? Has the routine got us down? So much to do, not enough time for hanging round. Let's stop the momentum before it's too late. 'Cause I got a feeling, baby, we don't have no time to waste. Well, it's come down to this, hit or miss. Three strikes and we're out, call me crazy. I don't think that's what we're about. If you need to be right, I can let it go tonight. We no longer need to fight when you're wrong and I'm right. 'Cause baby, that ain't loving at all.
Hey, why don't we catch a ball game tonight?
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking dinner and drinks.
It's a playoff game.
I know, but we really need to talk.
Right.
I'm Right and You're Wrong from Deb Harley's new CD, Flung Wide Open. So overall, what's your music about?
You know, it's funny. I think my music has transitioned. I would say that it's transitioned into promoting hope, I think. In this very chaotic, crazy world, I'm able to see the world sort of like the cup that's half full instead of empty, and I think we all need that. And I noticed, I was pleasantly surprised as I listened to this CD. I thought, wow, these are pretty positive songs. I like a lot of writers, melancholy ballads come to me pretty easily, and it felt good. It feels good to know that. You know, I want to do things, write music that sort of promotes healing and hope and, like I said, about relationships, about the world, about anything.
Is there something you hope a listener would take with them after listening to this CD?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, besides a few yucks at, maybe the last song that you played, I think just the title of it, The Flung Wide Open, that piece that is, you know, you have nothing to, if you can stay open as much as possible, you know, and just enjoy the differences, whether it's in nature, in people, in relationships, quit trying to control everything and put it in a little box, you know. I hope that that message gets across and that, really, they just sit back and enjoy it.
So what do you do for fun, like not music related at all, just to relax? What do you like to do?
I love to walk. I love being outside. We have a place not far from here on 10 Mile Lake that is just gorgeous. So we hang up there a lot during the summer. I'm from California, so when I can, I get out to the ocean. I love it. I read a lot. I like to have friends over for dinner and, you know, those kinds of things.
Was there anything else that we haven't talked about that you'd like to mention about this new CD?
Well, let's see. I guess what I'd like to say is that you can go on debharley.com and you can learn a little bit more about me and my music. And if you're interested in the CD, you can go on CD Baby or iTunes or on my site, and we'd be happy to get that to you. I just really appreciate people getting into the music, and I hope they enjoy it.
That is Deb Harley. We're talking about her new CD, Flung Wide Open. And you're going to perform one more song for us live?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, I'm going to do Cool Water.
Is there anything you'd say about this song before we hear it?
Yeah, this is a song. I said I write about relationships and feelings, but also about the positive side. I'm going to let me turn around and just grab
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah,
so
sorry.
I don't knock my other guitar down. Thank you for caring.
I should have waited to ask.
Hey, I'm switching guitars here just in case those people out there don't understand what this commotion is. But anyway, this was inspired by friends of mine that were going through some really challenging times. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we just need to get out of our own way. And once we do, we can kind of see things clearly. And for me, water, like I said, growing up by the ocean is very healing. And so that's how this song came to be. I was thinking on the way up here that, you know, they're doing so much better since I wrote this song. I'm thinking maybe I ought to get a little commission or something, some kind of credit for that. I love them.
Here is Deb Harley performing Cool Water live on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Okay.
Let's make it easy. Let's not make it hard. It's all an illusion. We can disregard. I feel the momentum spinning out of control, and I'm standing by watching with an aching in my soul. In my soul. Same page, just feed me some lines. We'll start a new story, spin on a dime. With no loaded questions, invisible wires, the barrels are empty. We'll put out the fire. Put out the fire with water, water, cool, cool water, 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 cool, cool water. Thank you. shallows, waves coming in fast, a natural harbor, shimmering glass, shimmering glass. Our past will expire, drift out to sea, the surf will anoint us, washing us clean, washing us clean with water, water, cool, cool water,
Deb Harley performing Cool Water live on Center Stage Minnesota. That's off of her new CD, Flung Wide Open. And Deb, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me on Center Stage Minnesota.
It's just been great to be here. Thanks, Deb.
You can hear this interview and all of our conversations archived at kaxe.org. Click on Center Stage Minnesota. Still to come, new music from Big Walter Smith and the Groove Merchants and some Lance Benson. After his work with the Replacements, Paul Westerberg continued a solo career. From his 2000 release, Come Feel Me Tremble, this is My Daydream on Center Stage Minnesota.
as hers would ever really want to. We can lie, babe, that's untrue. But I can see that's the way that you're gonna choose to belong to. We're gonna be what they call be anything could happen at all. Not that I ain't tied in chains, but come on now, put it on, make somebody believe in you.
Representing the Iron Range, that's the Tisdales with Anything You Want To from Out With The New, which came out earlier this year, the Tisdales. And Paul Westerberg before that with My Daydream from his solo album Come Feel Me Tremble. Of course, Paul Westerberg was singer-songwriter with The Replacements. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Big Walter Smith has been a Minnesota blues man for a long time. His new CD is called Royal Blue Cadillac, and this is his interpretation of Stand By Me on Center Stage Minnesota.
When the light has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Won't you please, please stand by me. just the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountain would crumble to the sea. As you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Won't you please, please stand, stand by me.
Big Walter Smith and the Groove Merchants with Stand By Me from the new release Royal Blue Cadillac. This is Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians, a local production of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. Also heard on KMSU in Mankato and WTIP in Grand Marais. We'll go out today with Lance Benson from Bemidji and his album Mornings and Afternoons. This is Yukon Sally. I'm Doug MacRosty, and as always, rock on.
Unicorn Sally lives on a mountainside. Unicorn Sally, she likes to mountain climb. She has a pack in an old canteen, 100 little things she has seen, 100 stories if you've got a while. Helicopter Joe lives down the road a ways. Helicopter Joe flies passengers all day. Up to the highest peak around, takes a photograph and takes them down so they can verify their lofty claim. Joe calls Sally every now and then. Come on, Sally, have a little sense. Mountain climbing is a silly waste of time. I got a way you can skip all that. I'll get you to the top in a minute flat. And Sally just shakes her head and smiles wide and says, I think I'd rather climb. Joe sells rides to the hurried working class. They want sights and they want to see them fast. They say, this is nice and I hate to rush and catch a bite if we hurry up. Maybe do the ocean after that. Sally dallies in the scent of evergreen. Cools her feet in a chilly mountain stream. Stays outside when the sky grows dark. Walks in time to her beating heart. Meditates a moment at the peak. Joe calls Sally every now and then. Come on, Sally, have a little sense. Mountain climbing is a silly waste of time. Got a way you can skip all that. I'll get you to the top in a minute flat. And Sally just shakes her head and smiles wide and says, I think I'd rather climb. She says, Joe, the climbing is half the joy. You might reach the peak, but that's not the point. Joe says, Sally, you're a mystery to me. Yukon Sally lives on a mountainside.